often do you call, like, each person?
Okay,
What's
sure.
your, like,
Let me
spacing on,
look
like, when you get a new lead, do you have to call at once?
Good afternoon, Murphy Bedard Jewelers. Wildflower, how may I help you?
Hi, is Toddy there?
Who am I say is calling?
Yeah, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
With whom?
The Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of Cardiff. And what's this regarding?
I'm calling about some financing the company did with First Financial.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Thank you.
And then, what's your gross annual sales like last year?
Close his facts.
This is Toddy.
Hi, Toddy. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was 2 weeks ago. Basically, it was based on some financing you guys did with First Financial back in 2011.
Uh-huh.
So based on that borrowing history, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. Just wanted to see, you know, what you guys had upcoming this quarter, if you wanted to up your inventory for the holidays, maybe do some remodeling.
No, I think we're good, but I appreciate you checking with us.
Okay, perfect. So how's business going right now?
You know, it's business is tough, but we're up 4% for the year, so we're, you know, we're working harder to, you know, we're in an oil town, so, you know, naturally it's, you know, oil's down, but we have good employees and everybody's always giving it 110%, so yeah, we're up for
that's,
the year. And
that's awesome. So what are you guys doing differently from last year if, like, normally it's tough?
Just having more, trunk shows and more, just doing more Facebook, just being more creative.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so more like digital marketing or just social media?
Just a lot of social media and just interacting with people and, you know, doing fun things.
Is it just Facebook that you're on, or are you guys on Instagram as well?
No, I think she's doing both of it. I got a marketing girl that does it. But
oh, nice. Okay, so, and then, so would you say, like, is there, like, a busy time of the year? Are we coming up on the holidays? Does that kind of help with things?
What's that?
The holidays, like, the busy time of the year.
What helps? Oh, yeah, helps business.
yeah.
Christmas, yeah, no doubt.
So how do you guys prepare for that?
How do we prepare?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have an antique show. We have commercials running. We have radio ads going. We have billboards. We have social media. We have trunk shows. We have flyers that go out. We have catalogs. And, yeah, we do a lot of stuff.
Wow, so it sounds like you guys have really, you do all of the marketing, media, print, digital.
Yeah.
Okay, how long have you been doing that?
For the last 6-7 years. Okay. With somebody, yep.
Awesome. And do you guys do, like, even, like, SEO campaigns or pay-per-click ads at all?
Pay-per-click? No.
Yeah. Okay. But do you guys use SEO to, you know, get your company, like, the first page on Google?
No, I don't know about that.
Okay. Okay. Well, you guys come up first anyways. So I think you're okay there. if you had access to capital, would you try different marketing mediums at all?
Yeah, you know, we have a couple local, and they pretty much do whatever we want to do. And, you know, we've been very fortunate to, you know, to be in pretty good financial shape. But, you know, we've never really shopped outside of this area, but I'm not opposed to it.
Okay. And then does your website have, like, can you buy online from your website or no?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys have that all set up and everything, so the e-commerce site is good.
Well, we're working on it. I mean, you know, it can say shop now and you can do, and it goes to our email. And then, we had a lady from Memphis bought a $3,000 ring the other day. So we're just kind of getting that started, and we've got a company we're working with to get us up to the 21st century in that.
Okay, cool. So do you know what they're going to be putting it on, like WooCommerce or Shopify, anything like
that? I don't know. Yeah, okay. That's all over my head. But there's a new marketing firm from California that's here that we kind of met at a function, and they're working us up a plan. But so I don't know.
Okay, well, that sounds like a really great. And so you guys have enough, like, you guys are good with funding with them?
Funding with them?
Yeah, because it's probably going to be, I'm just assuming, like a website fee and then like a monthly maintenance fee.
Well, they want like $15,000 to do it.
Okay.
Just one fee, which I'm not going to just give them all the money. I'm going to give them as they get projects finished, you know.
Mm-hmm. But then they're going to have ongoing maintenance for the website, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. And but that's all covered under that one fee, or is it going to be monthly after that?
No, I think there'll be after that a monthly.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. That's usually how it goes, so that's why I was wondering.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How long have you guys been in the industry?
1939.
Oh, wow. You guys have been there forever.
Wow.
So would you say since you grew like 4% a year that you guys are like planning on growing like some more?
You know, we are. And we have, you know, I bought this 16 years ago from a guy, and we've tripled the business since
then.
Oh, wow. And in the last 5 years, we've kind of hit a, you know, are we at our peak or are we not at our peak? And now we're, you know, we're battling room, and, you know, we just bought our building. And, you know, so, no, I think there's some business to get. I just think right now with all the way it is and the economy and the election and all that, we're very thankful to be up 4%. But, we want to get our numbers up. And
oh, yeah, for sure.
I think when we do e-commerce, we'll, you know, that'll move us up.
You know, oh, yeah. The e-commerce will definitely move you up, because I feel like, you know, sometimes it's just so much easier to shop online and just click you want it.
Sure.
Put it in your cart and pay for it. And then, you know, you're not really, like, dwelling on it. Should I get it? Should I not? Oh, I have to call them.
Yeah, no,
right.
I agree.
So do you think that, like, after the election, things will look a little bit differently, depending on how it goes?
I think it'll be, I think after, you know, always election year, we remember that things are, people just kind of hold on to their money. But, yeah, I think either way, people will go back to.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll probably pick back up.
Yeah, if we can get oil prices up, I think all will be good. And they're starting to inch up. You know, we're with a couple of Fortune 500 companies here that have been laying off pretty steadily.
Okay.
With oil. Well, one of them have. Murphy USA is actually hiring, and then Murphy Oil is actually laying off. So they're.
Okay. Oh, so you guys are also part of the oil?
What's that now?
You said Murphy USA has the oil as well?
Yes.
Okay, and is that also your business?
Well, no, mainly jewelry. We have interest, yeah.
Okay. So, like, who would you say, like, your peers are in the industry, and, like, kind of how do you guys differentiate yourselves?
In our industry, who are my peers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, stores that are doing twice as much as me, three times as me. And we're a member of IJO, and we go to these round table discussions, and we, you know, we toss ideas around and hear from companies that are doing well. And, you know, I couldn't pinpoint any, you know, any one person, but just, we're like sponges. We're trying to learn. You know, every business
oh,
every
yeah.
5 years is reinvented. And so we get a consultant in every 3 or 4 years, and he tears our place apart and says, we're doing things now, and, you know.
When are you guys due to get that next consultant?
Probably the next year or two. He came
next year.
Years ago, yeah.
Okay, next year or two. And is that expensive?
The last one I got is, but he's very, very good. You know, $2,500 a day.
$2,500 per day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must see a really high return on investment if you're spending $2,500 per day on him.
Yes, he's the best.
if you had access to capital to bring him in sooner, would you?
Well, no. I mean, I have. I have the money if I want to bring him in. So no, probably not.
Okay, so you just kind of want to probably after the election see how things go in the next year.
Yeah, I'm not ready to bring him in yet. You know, there's some things that we need to do, and You know, it's not a matter of not bringing him in earlier for the, you know, it's not money. But
okay.
What bank are you with?
I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. We're a business bank.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a bunch of different programs here. We have working capital programs, equipment financing programs. So that's why I was just kind of trying to gauge, you know, where you're at and how things are going. But, you know, so far it sounds like you guys have a lot of the marketing covered. You guys are redoing that website, you know, adding the e-commerce side. So that sounds good. And really that you guys are looking for more opportunities to grow, and you're looking to maybe hire that consultant within the next year or two, but nothing completely immediate.
No.
And then do you guys just resell it, or do you guys make it, it's like design or make any of the jewelry?
We do some making here, but you know, it used to be that we did a lot, but now you can buy it cheaper than you can make it.
Okay.
I think if you make it, you're beating yourself up against, you know, a wall. I mean, you make it and, you know, you spend tie jeweler up on it 12-15 hours, and we've got plenty of work without him having to do that. You can order it, make more money on it, get it in 2 days. You know, it's just cleaner, smoother, easier.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And so do you find like it's just better for your customers overall?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever like So you guys are probably moving away from making anything in-house anymore.
Well, unless we have to, you know, we'll have somebody come in that you know, can't find anything they like. And then we'll, you know, that's when we go into, you know, okay, we'll make it. And, you know, they have to pay for it, too. It's more expensive, but.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess if they're, like, wanting something, like, super custom, then they would be willing to do that, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Well, I mean, it doesn't sound like you have, like, any immediate needs right now, but if I could get your email address, maybe follow up with you a few times a year just see how things are going, when you're ready to bring on that consultant, or maybe try different marketing avenues, we could kind of talk then.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, what would be the best email to reach you at?
MPJ@suddenlinkmail.com.
I'm sorry, it was sudden...
Linkmail.com.
Oh, suddenlinkmail.com. MPJ@suddenlinkmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks so much, Toddy. It's been a pleasure, and I will definitely follow up with you and just see how things are going.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.